Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. Tonight we're going to talk about a critical part of success that we sometimes don't talk about, and that is maintaining your health. Now, health is physical, mental, and emotional. Many people have been experiencing stress because of the weather. Now, we don't have, I won't say that we don't have control over the weather, but in most cases we do not. The reason that I am hesitating a little bit about this is that we are contributing to what we are seeing now. I'm not going to talk that much about what we can do to make those changes, but there are changes that we can make, small changes in our daily routines and in our lives, to maintain as best as possible an emotional, physical, and mental health in keeping us on the path to success. We've talked about some of these principles off and on, and this is a wide-spreading broadcast because we're going to talk about people that may be of very, very different goals in terms of what success is. But let us talk about maintaining our health. We sometimes find ourselves maybe in situations of dehydration. Dehydration comes from the body's natural tendency to sweat when it gets warmer. And if we do not replace the water, the electrolytes that are in our body, it can start acting strange. It can start acting weird. It can lead towards heat stroke. It can lead towards those things that may even be life-threatening. So we need to maintain as much as possible what we can. This is a great time to learn to eat and maintain a healthy lifestyle. We find that we don't need many of the calories necessary to stay warm because guess what? It's already warm. But one of the things that we need is water. Now, let me go into a discussion about something that you probably will not hear on many different broadcasts as we talk about this. Many times you can go into the store and you can buy bottled water. My tendency is to buy the gallons because it is much, much cheaper than buying the smaller bottles. But here comes a problem that many people do not recognize. They don't recognize the difference between drinking water and distilled water. Distilled water and drinking water are not the same. They look the same. The label is slightly different so that people don't fall into the habit or fall into the trap of what I'm about to talk about. Why are there two different waters on the shelves, most of which are the same price? One is because of health. We use distilled water in our appliances, such as irons, like we iron with. We have steam irons. We use them. We have sleep machines and other devices in which the presence of minerals eventually over time will decrease the efficiency of the appliance. For example, if we use drinking water in our iron, much of it evaporates and it leaves what used to be called or what is still called boiler scale. Over a period of time, when you look at a radiator that's been in use for years that uses drinking water, there are many, many minerals that pile up. These decrease the ability to transfer heat, and therefore they become less and less effective. So in our sleep machines, in fact, I think now they're coming up with some sleep machine water, and I'm not sure the difference between that and the distilled water. Distilled water is very, very pure. We put minerals in our water because it actually tastes better. Pure water tastes somewhat flat. And we find that on small usage, they can be interchangeable. But if you continue to use distilled water for drinking, it has a tendency to leach minerals out of your bones, for example. It can deplete calcium. We can end up with brittle bones. We can end up in situations that we have no understanding of unless you're a scientist or unless you've looked into the problem and understand the difference between these two. Now, I'm not going to ask you to stress out over this, but I just want you to be aware that if you are in need of a drink of water, a glass or two, take what you can get. But if you were to do this continually, you could find yourself in a serious medical condition. We need to keep our electrolytes, and the electrolytes are things that are in water in our body that maintain its efficiency, because our nerve cells send signals, and I won't go into detail on that either. But what we find is that we need a certain amount of electrolytes. You may find it necessary to use a product like a sports drink or a Pedialyte or something else in order to maintain the electrolytes in your body. There is a balance of them. As we sweat, we lose them. And there are products and studies that have gone into this. While it is not necessary to make a separate trip, I suggest that you also have with you a small book or something else that you can take with you when you go to doctor's visits. And if there are questions that you have about some of these questions, ask. That's what medical professionals are there for. And they're not going to be able to spend hour upon hour with you, but they may be able to direct you where you can get additional information. They may be able to give you some advice in a fairly short period of time. But many of us overlook problems that we have. I remember once having a problem with my shoulder. I was working a graveyard shift. I was working from 11 at night to 7 in the morning. And at night, I would have the problem. And I say, if it's no better in the morning, I'm going by the minor emergency clinic. Well, I was feeling a little bit better. You know, I don't want to go to the doctor for every little thing. Sometimes we need to know what's going on. And so this went on for most of a week until finally I went by. I got a treatment. They gave me a couple of injections. And I haven't had the problem since. I'm not going to say that it's going to be a miracle cure like that. But we need to be cognizant of what's going on in our health. We see on TV, Lou Alcindor, excuse me, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm going back to the days before he changed his name. He used to be Lou Alcindor. His father, I believe, was a New York City cop, and he was an Alcindor as well. And I don't think that they are related to the Alcindor that we sometimes see on TV, the lady that is a news person. But anyway, we see where he is going through the airport, and he said he had to stop every 20 or 30 yards because he was developing AFib, which is a serious condition. But he was going to let it pass, let it pass. And sometimes we find ourselves in exactly that same situation. I'm not telling you to be a hypochondriac, but you need to keep an eye on your health. You need to know, doctor, and if you have special conditions, and I do have some special conditions, I know those doctors, and I can talk to them. And if I find that I cannot talk to them, I look for another doctor that I can. because we are a team. We are a medical team. When you go in to see the doctor, the nurse practitioner, or whoever, it is best to have a list, or if you've got a very sharp mind, understanding the questions that you need to ask. Sometimes we may not know the question to ask. Sometimes we can develop conditions that we're not sure that we should ask about. Many times they can tell us, okay, now if this does this, then this is something where you need to call on. And you can get into a habit with medical professionals of doing just that. Because we're a team. They are trained, they're educated. We are the person that is relaying the information to them. And they need that information in order to be the most effective that they can be. Now, if my wife is listening, she's going to say, yeah, I know, I told you that. I tell you that all the time. But I try to be cognizant of it. Sometimes we need an advocate. Now, what is an advocate? An advocate is that person that's going to make sure that you understand what is being given to you, the information is being transferred to you. Many times we don't want to ask questions because we feel that since it's given in such an easy manner, that is not of concern to us. And we sometimes overlook critical parts of that care, particularly when it comes to infections and other situations that we may encounter. They can be serious. And so you want to know how to take care of a wound. You want to know what to look for should it get worse. If you've had heat stroke or some other heat-related illness, you may know some of the signs. And trying to push through it, trying to man up, may not be the best way to ensure the quality of your health in the long run. And we can often see things in another person easier than we can see them in ourselves. Oh, yeah, we'll get over this. I had this about 20 years ago, and it was okay. We are finding that things are different. We're finding diseases in Florida now that we haven't seen in decades. Because the world is shrinking in one respect, because people are able to travel, because products are able to move from one place to the other. I've lived in South Carolina, and I saw on the news today that we're having an invasion of an insect into particularly South Carolina that came into Richland County to start with, and it's an Asian beetle that attacks crepe myrtle trees. And we have many crepe myrtles around the area. And it told us what to look for. Now, this is the health of some of our vegetation and forest, but we need to be on the lookout. We're getting new creatures showing up because of the fact that they're able to come in. To those of you in the Midwest, the Pacific Northwest, and other areas, we have been facing the possibility of zebra mussels, for one, which can be carried from lake to lake on boats and boat trailers. And it is a very serious condition. You may be stopped by a law enforcement officer that says you cannot move this trailer. And generally that's one in which zebra mussels have been spotted. They're only about a quarter of an inch long, but they are invasive. They clog up our water systems and are a real hazard. And so we have to keep eyes on these things. Now, the conditions that we were talking about were human conditions. But when we start looking at malaria and other diseases that may be making a comeback, we have to be aware of what's taking place. My primary concern in talking to you about health today was on the heat-related problems. Now, I've had to make changes in my schedule because of heat, because for couple of weeks there, I didn't have air conditioning, and it was taking a while to get it repaired. Well, I found out that I can get a box fan for about 20 or 30 bucks or less and put it in one end of the house, open the windows when the sun goes down, and continually draw that cool air from outside inside. And that worked as air conditioning early in the morning while it's still cool as possible. Shut the windows, take the fan out. And that made a big, big difference in the house. It may be things like that. And it may be that while it's cool, you can do certain things that normally you would not be doing at that time. There may be slight changes to your sleep patterns. But you have to maintain your health. You can have all the money in the world. And if you don't have good health, in many cases, you'd probably give all of that for the good health. So what I'm telling you is to maintain it while you have it. It is much easier to do that than the other way of continually treating it. We sometimes find that we do the same thing with food. There are some things that we want organic and some that we don't necessarily need to be organic. Make sure that you understand it. But what we're doing in many cases is we are consuming pesticides, herbicides, and the difference is pesticide is a pest killer, herbicide is a weed killer, and we even get into genetically modified plants, and we're seeing these things coming around. I am not convinced that all of them are necessarily good for eating. Those of you that are older may remember when we were having a trans fat discussion. Now, trans fat is converting a liquid oil into a solid. In days gone by, we used to use lots of Crisco. And what they would do is they would use a nickel catalyst, the metal nickel, and turn a vegetable oil into a solid. The body is not geared to digest and handle trans fats efficiently. We don't have the problem as much now as we used to, but it becomes necessary sometimes to understand labeling on food. It can be very, very misleading. For example, we look at zero-calorie products. Zero calorie? Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible because we have water and whatever. But as we add things to it, it changes. Now, how can they advertise something with calories as zero calories? They can advertise it as zero if it has less than 1 gram or 1 per serving in it. Now, what is a serving? It's generally what they make of it. A serving of soda may be 8 ounces, maybe 7, maybe 6. But we have to be careful about that. We sometimes find kids think that they're safe by drinking non-alcoholic beer. It's less than 0.5%, but if you drink enough of it, it adds up. You cannot have it legally as a kid, because it says zero. There's no ambiguity in that particular statement. What I'm trying to tell you is we need to maintain our health. We need to understand what's going on. Many people are seeing the ravages of heat taking place every day. We don't function well when we are overheated. And if this requires that you cool your house in an alternate manner, and it may mean if you have a basement, that may be the place to spend the day because it's generally cooler there. There's a certain degree of warmth there that we don't have above the house. In fact, I knew a friend that had a basement house. The only thing that was above ground was the roof of the house, and it was flat. But it was fairly comfortable no matter the season because it could heat it for less, cool it for less. some of these things may be tips and tidbits that may maintain you at peak efficiency. The reason that I'm talking about it is because they allow you to maintain peak efficiency. That is the name of the game, operating at peak efficiencies. Those things that take you outside, you may need to schedule them for early morning or late evening. Early morning or late evening may be the time to be out there rather than the heat of the day. I know I could take more heat as a younger person than I can now. So I have to be very, very careful. One of the things that I am going to do is I'm going to, after this program is over, I'm going to put my eye to the sky. I think that we have thunderstorm warnings. If we have thunderstorm warnings, I'm not going to worry about it as much. But I have a system in place for my garden. And I don't want to water it in the middle of the day. All I have to do is turn on a faucet, and I have a system that I open and close valves, and they're very easy to do. But evenings, mornings are the best time to do it. And I don't want to be out there because even though it is somewhat overcast today, I have to lean over some concrete block, and they get warm. We have to be careful about that. We have to be careful about injuring ourselves, walking out barefoot on brick, paved brick, concrete, asphalt can be injurious. You can burn yourself. And so we have to be cognizant of those things. So this is what I'm telling you to do. Make those changes in your schedule or in your lifestyle to maintain what we're doing. While we're talking about that, water is your friend. Water is your friend. Yeah, we can drink other products, but we have to be careful. When we're drinking fruit juices, we're drinking a lot of sugar, and the body has to process that sugar. Am I telling you not to? No, because we need vitamins, minerals, and what have you. But to be completely dependent upon it, this is one of the reasons that I developed a taste for unsweet tea. I used to always have sweet tea. Many people make sweet tea real, real sweet. And I got to the point where I could appreciate the subtleties of the tea, the sugar. Do I drink it sometimes with sugar? Yes. Enjoy it. But it's not necessary. I find now that I grow a little bit of mint in my garden. And what I do is I go out sometimes and pinch off a few leaves and put them in my water. I usually keep ice water with me. I have personal thermos. I have a 32 and a 40-ounce thermos. And I can have cold water with me no matter where I go. And a hint of mint in that, I don't miss the sugar. I enjoy the subtleties of the mint. But sometimes we can do that. We can do things that, and it may be water with a splash of something else in it. I'm not saying that you don't do that, but be very, very careful. Watch your vitamins and minerals because you can sweat many water-soluble minerals out. Vitamin C is water-soluble. And we have others that are oil-soluble. I'm not asking you to be a dietitian. I'm just asking you to be responsible for your health. Also, walking. Walking is great. I recommend it. I don't do much of it. But sometimes doing that in the early morning, in the late evening, rather than the heat of the day. I've talked to people that I feel are in fairly good health, and they are suffering some of the effects of heat. Don't realize that small changes in their schedule could make things a lot, lot better. When we go out on the water, it should be a habit of letting people know where you're going, when you're going to be back. This is also true when you're hiking. I talked to a person today and they live in Arizona, and they don't do a lot of walking in the hot, hot sun. In fact, this lady said that she doesn't go out when it's over 100 degrees, and if you know Arizona, it can get there frequently. So most of that is left towards the cooler parts of the year. Sometimes it is possible to walk in a inside area, such as a YMCA or something else, and you get a chance to meet friends. It is a chance to explore your world. You never know the value of a friendship that you may develop. These are things that we sometimes don't think about. We think that we can hole up in a closet somewhere and we are at our peak efficiency. I think that our peak efficiency comes when there is an interchange of people, ideas, thoughts, sometimes just talking about problems. Everybody is not geared for this. You don't necessarily want to find somebody that you can talk to, and the next thing you're going to hear is your business all over the everywhere you go. That I don't consider to be a friend. Now, we have professionals, and sometimes we get so bullheaded, and we are taught throughout our years to suck it up, to handle our problems ourselves. And for many people, that does not work. We find that suicide rates are soaring. We find that people become dependent upon drugs, alcohol, and even tobacco. These are not the best things for your health. Am I saying never? No, I'm not saying never. But moderation. It's difficult in many cases to moderate tobacco, and for some people to moderate alcohol. I occasionally will have alcohol. In fact, I had plans of having a beer last night, but I forgot about it. And to me, that is good because I'm not dependent upon it every day. I know that some people may have some every day, but you have to watch your quantity. When we were first in with COVID, people would have wine, but rather than a wine glass, they were using a tumbler or a goblet, and I mean, just soaking it up. We have to be aware of this. These things minimize your efficiency. Now let's get back to a regular work situation. While we are doing this, we need to understand that our efficiency over time drops. If you're reading, it doesn't hurt a thing. In fact, I believe it improves if maybe every hour we take 5 or 10 minutes, walk around, get a drink of water, do something that refreshes you and keeps you in top operating condition. Most of you may not be familiar with this problem, but it used to be after 5 or 10,000 miles, you had to have your car tuned up because it was not running good. We have made vast improvements with this. Now, as we talk about success, again, remember who we are and what we do. We are problem solvers. We look for problems. Yes, we look for problems because we have the ability to solve problems. Now, we sometimes overcomplicate something that we're looking for. And this is part of success, is uncomplicating the complicated. When you watch a magician, what we are usually seeing is a sleight of hand. And it is so subtle because they work so hard to make the simple basically disappear. When we look at a complex problem, many times it can be broken down into many simpler pieces. When we look at each one, it's not complicated. But when we look at the whole thing, yeah, it's complicated as all get out. And we start to understand little pieces of it. when I talk to you about making your list of things that you're going to do today, that is a problem because we sometimes take too big of a bite, too big of a chunk of stuff to do. We need to break it down into its simplest form. And sometimes we find that what we thought was simple is actually two or three steps in one. Once we understand them, once we begin to understand and control those smaller bits, it becomes very, very easy. We can go outside of our area for peace if we do it in a responsible manner. Many of you that may be listening may have heard the term SEO, 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 and it is important. It is critical today. But what is it? You can get books on it. You can go to YouTube. You can go to other search engines. YouTube is not the only one around. And you can find out how to do it. The advantage there is that you can repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until you have it down. Not only can you repeat it, but you can find an alternate way to do it, an alternate way to do it. For example, and I'm sure many, many ministers have this, but on your cell phone, you can put the Bible, you can put it on in many different versions. Sometimes an app has many different versions you can go through, and you listen to it in one, then the other, then the other, then the other. Why? Because sometimes you get subtle differences in the understanding of what we're talking about. I have found this in going through Bible verses. I thought I understood. And when you think you understand, oftentimes you don't study it again. You don't look at it again. Know it. But as we grow, as we mature, as we get more experiences, as we come across the complications, the problems, and as we talk to other people and we're looking for solutions, sometimes it becomes clearer. Many of you may be older than Reggie White. Reggie White was a great football player, great football player. But he was a man of the Bible, and he wanted to study. But he understood something that sometimes we don't. He understood that when he read the Bible, he was reading a translation of the Bible. He wanted to go back and study Aramaic and some of the other languages so that he could go back to the original documents and come up with the ideas and suggestions and things for himself. This is where we find sometimes an understanding. As a kid, I used to want to rewrite the Bible. I had not read the complete Bible through, but the yea, though, thou, thee, and all that kind of stuff didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and I thought, hey, what I'm going to do is write it in English. Okay. That may have helped some people, but I am then making a judgment based on what I'm reading. Can I go back further to the original meaning? We find that over time, change. When I was trying to do maintenance on my motorcycle, it was a BMW. I'm not a mechanic. I am not a mechanic. And so in order to do what some people grew up doing all of their lives, I had three different manuals, three different ones. And before I would undertake anything, I would read it in all three manuals. Sometimes they put places, beware of this when you do that. And somebody would say, oh, beware of this when you do that. Same task, mind you, But they have found that some people find difficulty in different things. And this is why we have to look at it from all aspects. Now, when I do my blog, and that blog is AmazingBlackHistory.com, I started with one focus in mind, and that was to look at the accomplishments of black people. The accomplishments of black people. The accomplishments of a person. But that's only part of the story. Because no matter how amazing that accomplishment was, there are people that are going to see it and say, well, this person didn't have that problem. This person didn't have this problem. You know what? Once you get down and take a look at it, sometimes the problems that they overcame were way, way worse than anything that you will overcome. So in order to be realistic, this is what we have to do. When we have people that have never walked that walk, sometimes I become suspicious. Sometimes I become suspicious. We look at our teachers as if they have never gotten anything wrong, that they went through school and the only thing they ever got on a test was 100. Those that did have difficulty in certain areas soon learn how to teach around, over, through that problem because they understand it. Sometimes we want to appear perfect, but sometimes that doesn't get the job done. Sometimes we have to admit that we had difficulties here. Sometimes when we have those difficulties, we have to be aware of the fact that there is a better way, and we are the solution to that problem. We have God-given talents that we need to ponder over. We need to exercise. When we exercise our muscles, we become stronger. I had a friend who was an auto mechanic. He didn't have a degree. But he could do jobs that other people could not. And the reason was he would look at that job and have a mindset that says, how can I do it better? Do I really have to take this apart? Do I have to take it completely apart? Is there a better way to get this out of here than something else? And I have just watched him in amazement. I had a garage door malfunction, and it was going to cost hundreds of dollars to get done by a professional. Was it worth it? Yes, because I couldn't do it. And without that, I couldn't use my garage door. It was overhead door, not necessarily the brand name, but it was a garage door. He came over and looked at it. A few minutes later, he asked for a couple of ordinary tools. The next thing I know, I haven't had any problem with that door since. We sometimes allow ourselves to be intimidated. And I use those words, I chose them specifically. Allow ourselves to be intimidated. We allow ourselves to be intimidated. Because it may involve an electrical circuit. There are more than one way that I can work with an electrical circuit. I can watch videos. I can do whatever. I can understand the current that I'm working with. 110, maybe. 220. It's time to get help. Although I probably could do it, I'm not going to chance it. I'm not going to chance it because the possibility of what could happen. 440, nope, ain't no way. But we look at these things as if they are impossible. But guess what? There are people that know what they're doing that I can say, hey, I want to do this. What's the best way? Oh, there is a gadget over here that does it. A gadget? How much is it? $1.95. Hey, hook me up, brother. Sometimes the solution is so much easier than we're making it be. Sometimes I have a friend who is a motorcycle rider, and he is needing to replace the clutch in his motorcycle. Been there, done that. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have YouTube. He's watched YouTube videos, and he has also invited somebody over to help him who knows what they are doing. Maybe possible. Generally to me, I'm looking for a way to get it to a shop so that somebody can do it. You can get in the middle of something and think that you know what you're doing. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. We are making progress in the way of doing this. You may find that there is a business idea right there. We get products all the time, and they come with a manual. And you need a microscope to see the microscope so that you can see what's written on this paper. Sometimes you can make a video and make money by telling people how to do it correctly the first time, how to correct it if they messed up along the way. We're looking for problems, people. Success is finding problems, and success is solving problems. Do we have to do everything ourselves? No, we don't. But we have an idea. We may find that there is already a solution to the problem, but nobody knows about it because we developed something and nobody has marketed it properly. Some of you are great at marketing and may find that that is the answer to the problem. Marketing it. You may be able to help somebody do that. There are many different angles. When you look at a problem, we can stare it in the face. We can stare it in the face until the cows come home. But sometimes the solution is walking around it. Walk around Jericho's wall and see it. See the strengths. See the weaknesses. See the possibilities. This is what we gather when we are collective in our thoughts. When we see problems and we solve them, even if they've been solved before, it's an exercise that benefits us. It's an exercise that benefits us. I want you to understand this. There are book writers, and one of the things that they do oftentimes is they go around to book clubs. It can be profitable. But we can also hear people develop different ideas about what started off, different solutions, different ways of writing it. All of these things are beneficial. Sometimes we get ourselves crossways because a specialist comes in and takes a job and does it in just a few minutes and is out of there. Well, you charged me for an hour. Yeah, but what about the years it took me to get to the point where I could do this and not spend 3 hours of your money doing it? What did you want? You wanted the problem solved. Most of the time we go to the hardware store and we're looking for a drill bit. We don't want a drill bit. We want the hole. Is there a better way to do it? Maybe. But we find that it's problem and solution. Problem and solution. We see this, and we sometimes undervalue the ability of someone to fix it. My wife has an amazing ability. I think she should have been a mechanical engineer because she can look at something, and she had the patience to work on it until it's resolved. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes what I want to do is get a hammer. And if that doesn't fix it, I want to get a bigger hammer. But that's like taking a sledgehammer to a peanut sometimes. That's not always the most efficient way of getting it done. I think what scares her is math. And there are many ways around math, many, many ways. Understanding the concept, for one, does it. Now, at one time, she wanted to be a nurse. And I think that she would have made an excellent nurse because she has the inquisitiveness to want to understand. And that's one of the biggest things that we bring from many of our professionals, understanding how and why it works. When we do that, we can understand why and how it doesn't work. That, my friends, leads us to the solution. It leads us to what we wanted in the first place, something that works. Something that works. There are other areas where I have expertise. There's some where she has it. Good if you can find somebody like that to work together. Look at Bill Gates and Paul Allen. Look at Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was even fired from Apple. He was fortunate enough to return, or Apple was fortunate enough that he returned. We often are afraid of failure. We don't understand what failure is. Failure is a learning experience. If you learn from it, if you run away from what you experienced, then you're leaving valuable information on table. Valuable information on the table. Why do you think we wreck cars? The Safety Institute wrecks cars. And what they look for? Do they want a pile of junk? No. They want to understand how to make cars safer. Safer for the passengers. We have crumple zones in cars now. They're designed that certain parts will absorb the energy. We look at some of the cars that we have now, and I was reading an article on this the other day, and they find that many of our muscle cars are the leading cause of injury. Is it because of the automobile or because of the driver? Automobile or the driver? What we're finding as we deal into the research is that many times it's the driver, because we're making cars so much safer today than we used to. So much safer than we used to. But many times we like the feel of pressing that accelerator, being pinned back in the seat of whatever comes from that. And I used to be a speed merchant, a speed demon. I thought if a little bit was good, a whole lot was better, folks. I am fortunate because God saw fit to leave me here, hopefully to pass that message on to other people, because I've been here. It's just fortunate that I am still here. And if I don't pass that message on, who is? We sometimes look at the person next to us. Well, they can do it. Yeah, they can do it. But can they do it as well as you can? You've got sincerity. You've got heart. We often look at problems, and I see this every day. We have people that are waiting for Martin Luther King to return. Martin Luther King. We're waiting for Frederick Douglass to return. We're waiting for Fannie Lou Hamer to return somewhere else. And some of you that are listening to my voice right now are just effective or more effective, but you are giving us talk and not action. Talk and not action. Do you think God would call you and leave you stranded No. Is it going to require some work on your behalf? Yes. But look what you can do. Look what's in the palm of your hands. We have people that inspire. We have people that do. We have some that do both. This, my friends, is what we're all about. This is why we talk about success. Because I want you to know that no matter how small your idea appears, there is a reason that it is stuck in your head. There's a reason that it came to you in the first place. Don't disappoint. Don't disappoint the universe. Don't disappoint your creator and say, yeah, if it could be done, somebody else would have done it. Well, why are you here? Why? If not you, who? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be aware that we have potential. You have potential. Yes, we have potential. But it's worth nothing if you don't use it. An area where you can find the most brilliant ideas, in many cases never used, is the cemetery. People thought they could take it with them. I don't know what they thought they were going to do with it once they got there. We need to put ourselves forward now. Will we make mistakes? Yes, we'll make them. One of the reasons that I didn't do what I'm doing now, which is speaking to people, is because I did not want to make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake now. But I think the quality and the quantity of what I have to give outweighs my insecurity of making a mistake. Somebody might learn from it, including myself. Somebody can learn from it, including myself. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the ability in our hands right now to pass ideas around the world, and that's exactly what I'm doing now. People tune in. They tune in because they were guided here. Nobody held a gun to their heads, but they were guided here. My mission is to find that person that can spread the message that we are delivering now. That's the whole purpose, is to indoctrinate, to pollinate ideas in this world. Now, the program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. I also come to you on Sunday in a program at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And that program is Did You Know? And we talk about people that have dug, that have clawed their way to success. Michelle Howard is the subject this week. She became a four-star admiral in the United States Navy. Those of you that saw the movie Captain Phillips know of her because she was the admiral on the ship that created that diversion that got him free. Black woman. We sometimes think that it can't be me, it's got to be somebody else. Now, I want you to tune in to that program. I want you to read the blog. It comes up every week with brand new information. But I also want you to be aware that Crown Talking Drums has a fantastic list of programs. Check it. Check it often. We have another program that's coming on, Dynamite program that's coming on after this. Deacon Armstrong is going to come on, and I encourage you to listen to his program. Digest what you can out of the sumptuous meal that he's going to be serving up. And I want to make sure that he has enough time to get on and be able to start his program at 8 o'clock. It's been my pleasure. I look forward to this every week of being able to share ideas with you. And I know that he does as well. Other people do it other days of the week. So check us. I want you to tune in on Sunday because I think it's inspiring. I want you to have young people listen to it. And I want to give you a number. It's 646-668-8217. Write that down. Put it in your phone, whatever it takes. Because any of the programs on Crown Talking Drums, you can get on the dashboard. I know that you can hear using internet and other connections. But in order to interact with the host, that's the number that you will use. In preparation of a fantastic program from Deacon Armstrong, I'm going to sign out so that he can sign in. The program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie, and be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.